Across the country, there's been a debate about Confederate monuments. Many people see them as racist, while others think they're meant to celebrate Southern pride and that removing them would erase history. Well, in a number of states, you can actually get the Confederate flag on your license plate. And in Tennessee, more people than ever are doing that. Joining us now by Skype is Natalie Allison, a reporter with The Tennessean. Natalie, where did these plates come from? Why is the state making a Confederate flag license plate?
The license plates are sponsored by the Sons of Confederate Veterans, which is an organization that has been around for a long time. It includes people who have ancestors who fought in the Civil War for the Confederacy. Tennessee isn't the only state that has them. There are eight others. It includes Alabama, North Carolina, Georgia, even Maryland. They all have Sons of Confederate Veterans commemorative plates. And what the Sons of Confederate Veterans have done in these states is they've gathered enough people who've said they would like to have these plates. The state has agreed to it. And a portion of the sales of those plates go towards the organization. And so in Tennessee, that's what they did in 2004. And they've offered them ever since.
And you spoke to somebody who has these plates on four of his vehicles. What did he say about why?
Yeah, that's right. So that's the commander of the statewide division of the Sons of Confederate Veterans in Tennessee. He told me that, you know, this was something that was important to them to do amid what he describes as anti-Confederate rhetoric in the last couple of years, as there's been a debate nationally over what to do with Confederate symbols. And in his perception, these symbols have come under fire in states like Tennessee and across the nation. And so for them, this is them taking a stand for what they believe is protecting heritage and also trying to encourage other people who are like-minded to donate to the cause.
Well, the reason that these symbols have come under attack is because many people view them as symbols of hate, as an endorsement of the history of the Confederacy, which includes slavery. You say that there's been an effort to get rid of these license plates before. The governor has condemned them, but nothing has happened so far. Why not?
Yeah, so this issue, of course, in Tennessee became a source of contention in 2015 after the deadly shooting at Mother Emanuel in Charleston. It was then that, you know, reporters began asking our governor, Bill Haslam, you know, what do you think should be done about these plates? And in 2015, he said, you know, I think we should stop having these on our license plates in Tennessee, on state-issued plates. And Democrats did introduce a bill to do that, and it never went anywhere. And then again, after Unite the Right in Charlottesville last summer, he was asked again, and he actually said he didn't realize until recently that we were still offering them, but that he still believed they should be banned in the state. But nothing has been done. I spoke with the senator who had introduced the bill in 2015, and she said her plan is to introduce it again this coming session.
So do you think it'll go anywhere?
It's hard to say. You know, in Tennessee, we are due to see some turnover in the state legislature. Right now, you know, there is a Republican supermajority, and it's very difficult to pass legislation like that. Tennessee, if you'll recall, was a state that twice this session declined to pass a resolution denouncing neo-Nazism. So something like this passing would require some definite turnover in the legislature.
That's Natalie Allison, a reporter with The Tennessean. Natalie, thank you.
Thanks so much, Jeremy.